his name. Anybody else would like to give a testimony?
Glory. Glad I ain't going to help her.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Yes, sir. But
my son got lost. I come home from hospital so quickly.
Yes, sir. Anybody else? Anybody else? All right. 1 Timothy chapter 2. We're going to read the verse 1 through 3. And then we'll have a word of prayer. It says this in 1 Timothy chapter 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, when he says first of all, he means I am exhorting you that the first thing we need to do. And this is what he says. Supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Father, thank you so much for this opportunity. Help us, Lord, tonight. And Lord, use us the way you want to use us. Lord, help us to open our hearts to what is such a priority in our lives, is a life of prayer. Lord, would you speak to our hearts? In your precious and holy name we ask you. Amen. A man said one time that a day without prayer is a day without blessings.
Yep.
And a life without prayer is a life without power. E.M. Bounds said this, prayer should not be regarded as a duty which must be performed, but rather as a privilege to be enjoyed. A rare delight that is always revealing some new beauty. E.M. Bounds also said, four things let us ever keep in mind. God hears prayers. God heeds prayer. God answers prayer. And God delivers by prayer. Yep. Billy Sunday said this, if you are a stranger to prayer, you are a stranger to the greatest source of power known to the human being.
Yep. Amen, amen.
I wish I had all the answers as to how we are to live every area of our lives. Sometimes we think we have these things figured out, but I'm here to tell you tonight, we don't.
Yep.
We don't. However, Paul in these verses does deal with one area where he can all impact our lives and the lives of others. Listen to this, what a man said. A day hemmed in prayer is less likely to come unraveled.
Yep.
A great man of God said this, if I don't spend 2 hours in prayer every morning, I feel I can't accomplish what I have to accomplish the rest of the day. Prayer. An area of Christian activity that has the power to change society and demonstrate Christ to a lost world. I am talking about the area of prayer. Tonight, I want us to consider together the matter of Christ-like praying in a pagan world. Notice a couple important things we need to see in this verses. First of all, I want you to see the elevation of prayer. Paul says here, I exhort therefore that first of all, he is elevating prayer. Literally, first in order. What he means is first in rank and first in importance. Yep. Folks, I'm here to tell you tonight that the most important thing in our lives is the life of prayer. Paul tells us that our priority in the church is that of prayer.
Yep.
Prayer. The decline of the importance of prayer in recent years. We see that. It seems that we have time for every pursuit, every activity, every trip. We have time to do everything you can imagine in this world but prayer. Prayer. Sitting at your table and saying, God bless this food, is not a prayer life, folks.
Yep, that's right.
Is not a prayer life. If I were to ask you here, how many of you, and some people are against this, Brother Eshman, but how many of you have a prayer list? A prayer list. You know, it's so important. So many times when you kneel, the devil wants to distract you to do other things. But when I pray, I want to tell the Lord everything that's on my heart. I've got a prayer list that I can bring toward him of people of this church that are sick, our pastor that needs encouragement daily. Listen, we need to elevate prayer. Paul says, first of all, see, prayer is powerful. Look at the power of prayer. God has promised to hear prayer. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. God has promised to answer prayer. John 16:23, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Hey, let me tell you something, folks. I want to say today that if your prayer is not answered, it's not because of God. It's because there might be sin in your life, and it might be that you have not even asked God for it. We met with Brother Wallace the other day for the Bible College and a couple other pastors, and we were discussing where to put the subject of prayer. I believe it was in the second or third year, and we all came to the conclusion that it needs to be in freshman year. Because see, I've seen too many students, preacher, that have come to Bible College. They get up and testify how God sent them here, how God put them here, and then after a semester, where are they at?
Right. Yep.
Where are they at? Did God make a mistake? Did God make something that wasn't true? No, I believe that we need more young people that are on fire for God and pray because they believe the promises that God can answer prayer. Prayer is a privilege and power of every saint. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. So prayer, the elevation of prayer. Secondly, I want you to see in these verses the elements of prayer. In chapter 2, verse 1, it says, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercession and giving thanks and giving of thanks be made for all men. Paul lists four things here. He says, first of all, supplication. Making request. Sharing our felt needs with God. Philippians 4:6, it says this, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. God wants to know your request. Oh, preacher, God already knows. Oh, but let me tell you something. If I know what my son wants for Christmas, I just don't go and buy it. I like to hear him tell me, hey, Dad, I like to have that. Are you with me? Yeah. Ain't that the truth, Dad? Yeah, don't you think God is like that? He likes to hear from His children. Oh, God, would you please answer my prayer? I know you can do that. He says supplication. Prayers. Secondly, this word refers to the act of worship. That should accompany prayer. When we pray, we are literally in the presence of God. Therefore, we are to pray in reverence. Are you listening to me? I'm sick and tired of hearing people say, the man upstairs. Baloney. Let's pray to JC. That's a bunch of foolishness. The Bible says come in prayer with reverence. Reverence means as coming before the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Hey, let me tell you something. We should come in reverence to God.
Amen.
He says prayers. Intercessions. This word means to fall in with. It refers to Christians taking the needs of others before the Lord. My dad was my greatest mentor. And he would always tell me this. He'd say, son, every time you go to a funeral, you just think about it as if it was one of your families. And you will love that family because you're feeling what that person is feeling. If somebody is sick with cancer and needs prayer, my dad would say, if you would just think as if yourself having that, and you'll be more sympathetic towards that person that is going through that. Some years ago, a young girl was very sick, not expected to live. Because of her love for Jesus, she was troubled that she had not been able to do more for her in her short life. Her pastor came to visit her and suggested that she make a list of people in their little town that she wanted Jesus to save. She took his advice, made a list, and prayed often for each person. Sometime later, God began to stir a revival in that village. People began to get saved. The girl heard of people who were coming to Christ and prayed even more. As she heard report, she checked off many names off her prayer list. After the girl died, she would put a little date on the people that were saved. After she died, they lifted up her pillow and found that list that she had made. A prayer list with the names of 56 people was found under her pillow. All had put their faith in Christ. The last one was on the night that she went to heaven to meet her Lord. I'm saying prayer for others. Prayer for others. Do you have the prayer list? And then he says here the fourth thing, giving thanks. When we draw near to God in prayer, our heart should be filled with gratitude for all he has done. Hey, may I hear from you today? Has God been good to you today? Say amen. Has God done something good for you today? Say amen. I tell you, have you knelt down today and said, God, thank you for freeing me from the pits of hell and giving me salvation and giving me eternal salvation. How many of us are thankful daily for what he does? For what he does. So we see here the elements, the elevation. But look at this. In verses 1 at the end and verse 2, it shows the extent of prayer. Look what he says here. Be made for who? All men. You know what all means? All.
Yep.
Y'all are smart people. You know the definition of all. But look what he says, for kings and for all that are in authority. You know what he's saying? We need to pray for our government.
That's right.
Oh, preacher, we got a wicked government. God didn't say if it was wicked or good. He said pray for your government.
Yep.
Pray for them. Pray for them. Oh, let me tell you something. The God that gave revival years ago is the same God that can give revival today. But you know what the problem is? We have a lot of Christians that don't believe it. We have a lot of Christians that don't go on their knees in prayer and say, God, give us revival. God, change my life. God, do something in Greenville, South Carolina. The extent of prayer. But then I'm finished. The end of prayer. Look what he says at the end of verse 2. That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honestly. How many want to live a quiet, peaceful life? Raise your hand. Pray.
Yep. Amen.
Pray. He says, if you do this, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And then he says this, for this is good. First he said, first of all, he said this is priority. But then he emphasizes what he says. He says it's good. It's good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. You remember Jonah? In Jonah chapter 2 and verse 1, after Jonah was in the well, it says, and then Jonah prayed. Ain't that the way we are? We pray when things are desperate. And then Jonah prayed. Why, he should have prayed before. Maybe if he was a prayer before, he would have obeyed God and he didn't have to go through all the process that God had to put him through if he was in prayer.
Yes.
Let's not let God say of us, and then Terrell prayed. And then Brother Pittman prayed. And then Jessica prayed. No. Let's be prayer warriors now. Because Paul says, now. This is the most important. If we don't pray, God's going to bring us to our knees. Are you listening to me? If we don't pray, God will bring us to our knees. After Pastor, every time we go out, he'd say, Brother Rose, my wife's so sick. And I always tell him, Brother Ashman, go home, preacher. Take care of her. We'll hold things down here. We'll keep work going. Go home, take care of Mary. And I told him so he could see how forceful I was being. Because, you know, you got to be like that with Pastor. He might fire me after I say this. But I told him, I looked at him and I said, listen, if my wife was sick, if I had to get fired, I'd take care of her first.
Amen.
He said, I'd never fire you for that. I said, I know, preacher. I'm just saying, take care of your wife.
Right.
Take care of your wife. We need Mary here with him. Hey, may I say this? We need to pray. He's told me several times, I don't know what I'll do without Mary. Church, I'm telling you, we need to pray. We need to pray. How many of you are willing to come to this altar? Men on this side, ladies on this side. Let's just pray. I'm going to ask Brother Hobart. I jumped the gun, Brother Hobart, but if you'll come and pray for us. Then Brother Frucci, would you come, Brother Frucci, and pray for us? Let's just reach out. Hey, we need revival. We need revival. And the way we're going to do it is going to start through prayer. Through prayer. Let's pray.
Let's pray. Our Lord, we come to Thee tonight, and we do need to pray more, and we realize that, understand that. But Lord, You hear our prayer tonight. We come now especially to pray for Ms. McBriar, Pastor's wife. Lord, You know what she's going through physically, and we're not sure what all that involves, but we have an idea. But Lord, I know that You know where she's at physically, and we pray that You'd give the doctors and the nurses
yes.
understanding and wisdom how to help her. And Lord, we need her, and we need the pastor. Pray to just bless them tonight and help them to feel Your divine presence in their midst if they're still at the hospital. And Lord, I'm glad that we serve a prayer answering God, and we have to call upon You And in fact, you said over in the Old Testament, call upon me, I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And Lord, we can call upon you 24 hours a day. You never slumber nor sleep. You're never surprised. You never take a vacation. You're always on the job, and we're grateful that we have a God like that. It cares for us. And just like the song says, Jesus cares. Does Jesus care? We have many problems and influences and different things that come touch our lives. But I'm glad that Jesus cares, and he can do something about that. And we lift Miss Mary up to thee in a very special way tonight. And Lord, take care of her and help her through this situation that she's in, and bring her back to health and restore health, and help the transplant team to call real soon and where she can get involved with this and on the road to a speedy recovery. We pray you to bless her in a very particular way. Bless Brother Pope tonight, we pray. I know probably his heart is hurting, his mind is racing, and Lord, the unknown, the future. But I'm glad that there again, you're with him. He said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. You would go with us all the way. And Lord, we trust in thee. We trust in thy divine plan. And whatever you, wherever you lead, let us to follow. Help us to follow thee. Bless Brother Pope and his wife. They're on vacation. But Lord, be with them. Give them a restful time and ease his mind. And help him to realize that we're praying for him and we're pulling for him. And help the doctors as they work with him when he comes back to find a route to go that will help him physically and where he can get this corrected, this thyroid cancer. And we pray that in a very special way. We pray now for Miss Rhoda Davis. She had major surgery yesterday in the hospital, and she's doing good. She came through a surgery well, but Lord, she's got a little road to go to get better, and she has some difficulties she's facing. And we pray for her and the family as they undergo this trial in their life. And Lord, there's so many other requests that we cannot remember and call all their names, but you know all about us. And Lord, you made us and you created us, and you know when our bodies malfunction, you know how to correct that problem. And thank you for good doctors and good nurses in our time of physical need. But I'm glad that you're the great physician, and we lift our burdens and problems to thee, and you take care of them, we pray, in thy own time and in thy own will. And lead us and guide us and direct us and give us direction in which you'd have us to go. And we pray and ask the prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we know that you are a holy God, that you're high and lifted up, that you're all-knowing, that you're everywhere, and your very present help in a time of trouble. Lord, we just lift up Mary to you tonight. Lord, just help her where she's at right now. Encourage her and comfort her. Give wisdom to the doctors as they try to help her. Lord, I know that this is a very trying and stressful time for Pastor. Lord, just encourage him. I know he loves her so much. Yes. It was heartbreaking yesterday in his office to hear him with a broken heart saying he wished it was him instead of her. Lord, just pray that you touch him in a special way. Keep him encouraged. Lord, help him not to worry about the things of the church right now. Just be focused on Mary. Lord, we have to leave that in your hands. Your ways are not our ways. Sometimes we just don't understand why these things happen when they do. But Lord, you have a greater plan than mine for our church, perhaps to bring us together and get us closer to one another. Yes. In this time of need, we need to rally around our pastor. Yes. I pray, Lord, for Brother Rose as he's along his side and trying to help him, Lord, and taking on this extra responsibilities that will come his way. Lord, just keep him encouraged. Keep him in good health. Lord, I think of Brother Pope. Lord, I know how it is to hear that C word. And it's a tough thing, and it's very discouraging and very disheartening. But Lord, once again, like Brother Hobart said, you are the great physician. And Lord, if you choose to heal him, that's what we want. But we also, Lord, we want your will in his life, as well as Mary's life, even though we may not understand what that is. Lord, I pray for our church tonight, Lord, that you know there's many people that are hurting, whether they're spiritual needs, physical needs, financial needs, whatever they may be. Lord, I just pray that you would meet those needs in a special way.
Yes.
Lord, I even think of our missionaries all over the world tonight. Many of them have needs and yes. That we can't even comprehend or understand what they are. But Lord, we just pray that you would just protect them. Some of them in very dangerous places. Lord, just meet their needs, is that whatever they may have the need of. Lord, I just pray now that you bless each and every one here. Lord, that we would come to you in a pure heart. Lord, that we would get right with you as a church. Lord, we want revival in this church.
Yes.
Whether or not we have it in this country, I don't know. But we can have it here in this local assembly. Lord, I pray that you would just burn within our hearts to be a witness to those that are lost around us. And Lord, this church would be a lighthouse shining all through Greenville, all through South Carolina, all through this country. Amen. As we prepare these students out of the college to go out and go forth.
Yes.
Lord, I just pray for Dr. Wallace tonight, Lord, that you just encourage him, give him wisdom as he tries to lead the college. Lord, once again, I just thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be here in this place. Lord, I've been in, as you know, my wife and I have been in churches that have gone astray. They actually have become apostate. Lord, I just thank you for this oasis in a desert of apostasy that we have here. So, Lord, I pray now as we go away from this place, Lord, that you just protect us, that you lead and you guide us, and we ask these things in Jesus' name, amen.
While you're going back to your seat, let's sing the little chorus, if you would, with me. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. You can stand if you'd like to, and when we sing this a couple of times, we'll be dismissed. Sing it together. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for coming. You're dismissed. See you Sunday morning, 10 o'clock for Sunday school.